if you're looking to increase your sales, or if you're somebody looking to buy or sell property, then my guest today, or if you're potentially looking to get into the real estate field for a career, my guest today, Yadi Gibson, is really going to help you out with that industry. So Yadi operates her own business called Nesters Australia, which has really taken massive steps forward in the real estate industry and to really be transparent with the buyers and sellers in the best approach that's going to get them the sales at the best price. So Yadi, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to be speaking to you again. So if you could just give my audience a bit of a background into basically what was your biggest influence to head into the real estate industry, and what were some of your driving forces growing up that led you in that path?
Well, lovely to be here on the show with you, and thank you very much for inviting me. It's an absolute pleasure. In response to your question, I've always had a passion for real estate. I do have investments myself, properties that, we rent out and have had over some period of time. Perfect. The industry itself fascinated me. I suppose I got a breakthrough or epiphany or something later on in life, that once the children were a little bit older and I thought, I don't need to concentrate on the family and raising the children, that I wanted to go out and do something for myself that would then again help people achieve their goals. And real estate seemed the natural progression. So to me, entering the real estate industry, I did strata management and sales and learned a great deal until I got to the stage where I decided that I wanted to get my own license and venture out on my own. I saw that there were some flaws in the offering, and a lot of the agencies are still fairly old-fashioned and dinosaurs. We are in a world of everything is moving so quickly, and Definitely. Technology is taking over faster than we can keep up with it.
So true.
Yeah, it is. And I think that Nesters has formulated a really good partnership with our sellers. The offering we have on the table for them does save them considerably in commissions. And we also offer a process that is quite unique to other agencies.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it is. And coupled with marketing that is second to none, we have customized options for each seller. So every property is different. And what we do for one property marketing-wise doesn't necessarily mean that we'll do the same for someone else. We have things that are like three D virtual tours for clients that have showcase properties, and you can guide them and walk them through literally from your living room. Other properties that are not to that standard, we then do everything that we can to get the properties presented as well as they can, get the property priced correctly, and we know that they're in a location that will meet a certain market. So really it's all about price, position and presentation, and we really do help guide our clients to maximize all those areas so that we can then achieve the best price for them.
That's perfect, Yadi. That sounds brilliant. And I think that was an area we were touching off on off camera, which was saying about transparency and price point. And I'd love you to tell my audience about what you were saying before about, you know, one of the showcase examples that you had where a property was listed on the market for a long time that was really overpriced by another agent, and how your business operated to help that.
Well, basically we didn't sell the property, but I did do an appraisal for a client, or potentially I went and did an appraisal, and as we do, we monitor what happens. I didn't win the listing, but after monitoring the property for some time, I realised that the listing agent had priced it at in the vicinity of 60,000, 70,000 or so, more than... Wow. I believe the property was valued, going by the statistics in our research and looking at the RP data and the area, knowing the area and knowing what properties were selling for and what was currently on the market. After following the property over time, I could see that as it wasn't selling and there wasn't interest, the price had reduced considerably, and it ended up selling within the price range that I had appraised it originally. My belief is that if the seller had priced it correctly from the start and had decided to price it in a range where you could say that it would sell in a shorter time, I believe they would have sold in a shorter time and at the price that we actually appraised it. But unfortunately, it sat on the market for 183 days and ended up selling probably, a little bit less than what I believe could have been achievable.
Yeah.
And it's the same on the property in Yokein. The sellers had decided to go with the agent that they had used previously, and I gave them an honest appraisal and told them that the property would sell within a certain price range. I think they were on the market for more, more than, I think, 8 months, 9 months.
Wow.
And eventually the price kept coming down to where it sold under what I had appraised it. And I believe that's only because the property had gone stale, and then people wonder what's wrong with it. You know, sometimes we don't get it always right, but I do believe that overpricing really, really hurts a property.
Definitely. That's so true. I remember when I purchased my property 10 years ago, you know, that was one of the biggest things. Like, I know that's so true what you said about price point, and obviously sitting on the market for so long, like as a buyer, you instantly just go, something's got to be wrong with that property. Like, it's just been on the market too long. There's got to be something going on there. But also with the transparency part, I mean, or the overwhelm, I found that was one of the biggest things. And from what the sounds of things that you do with your business, it sounds incredible how you're helping guide buyers and sellers through the whole transparent process and approach, so you're taking away a lot of that overwhelm into looking into property.
Oh, look, exactly. And it's all about, you know, we really do believe that a true partnership between the agent and the seller and helping the buyer as well is really, really important. The true partnership is that we empower our sellers to take more control, and we will provide them with the resources, and we will provide them with constant feedback. We are reachable more or less 24/7. So if a seller or a buyer or somebody wants to view, we drop everything, we'll be there.
That's
all about service, and we've got to step back. Even with all the technology and everything that we've got, we still have to go back and go to the first point of contact, and the first reasoning to me is that you've got to provide the service. It is crucial. It's a people's business.
Exactly.
Real estate is a people's business. It's not a fly-by-night. You know, we're here for the long haul, and therefore you have to treat everybody the same and give them the respect and give them the time that they need to explain, to show. We have all the resources at our fingertips in relation to real estate and what properties sell for in any given area. You have agents that say they specialise in a particular area.
Yep.
We have an online service and an app service, and basically we can tell a seller whether they're south of the river down in Melville or north of the river in Joondalup. I can bring up stats and data going back a year, 2 years, 3 years on what has sold, how much it's sold for, what's on the market, what they're competing against with properties that are similar to theirs.
That's
and
brilliant.
You have to let this, you let the figures and the statistics do the talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Explaining it all to the client. And then if they don't listen, well, we can't do much more.
Exactly right, Yadi. I think that's brilliant what you said about, you know, treating everyone with respect and the customer service thing. I think that's something that's so neglected nowadays. I mean, you see it across so many different fields. And obviously, you know, many of these industries, especially real estate, it's a people industry, like you said. So, you know, taking the time to build rapport and getting to know the people and their requirements and interests, and yeah, it makes a massive difference in everything else.
It does. It does. And this is what I love. I love seeing buyers and sellers. I love seeing buyers come through the property, and you know that they love the place.
Yep.
And And it feels so good. You get the right price for the seller, they're happy and move on. And then the buyers come in and it's their new home and they're over the moon. I mean, I've had buyers come in and in front of the house, they've done the big high jump. And, you know, I mean, that's the real feel-good part, that you know, you've done the right thing for everybody.
Exactly. And I remember, you know, I don't know if you can relate as well, but I remember when we must have looked at probably 40 or 50 properties when we were looking for our house. And some of them I just looked on the outside and went, nah. Didn't even go inside. But, you know, when we found our house, we just went, this is it. Like something just felt right. You feel right and you're happy. Like you said, you know, the feelings are incredible.
Every property has a buyer. Every property is saleable and it's just getting the right buyer through. And it is definitely the circumstances that the buyer has, whether it's a transition or an investment or, you know, that's their first home and then eventually they'll upgrade into something else, or whether they're downsizing, it's just meeting the right requirements.
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant, Yadi. So I'd love to just touch on some of the incredible results. Obviously, you've sold a lot of properties over the years, but, you know, what are some of the biggest challenges that you faced and how did you overcome some of them?
Well, the challenges in real estate is that there's a lot of competition. So in any one given area, you're competing with agents that have been around a lot longer than I have, databases they've had for a lot longer. My biggest challenge is leaving an agency where I was established and then having to go out on my own, having the previous company sign a non-soliciting agreement, like in our my workplace agreement, that I couldn't approach my past clients. It's building the new database, but we're getting there. You know, that's it all comes in parcel. I generally knew what I was in for when I decided I was going to venture on my own. And look, for anybody that's thinking about it, very rewarding, but it's hard work. It is something that you've got to commit yourself and you've got to do the hard slogs to get out of the other side.
So true, Yadi. And massive congrats for you for, you know, taking that leap and, you know, realizing like how amazing it is to have your own business. I completely agree. You know, you're going to get your ups and downs, but, you know, all in all, it's so rewarding and it's so amazing to be able to, you know, do something for yourself.
And I've got an amazing business partner and he's going to concentrate more south of the river. We're a good team. We work together. You know, wherever possible, he's got a business sense and a business background as well. So between us, this is going to be one awesome company.
Brilliant. I'm excited to hear about the future updates and where you're heading to with the business. So, Yadi, just getting ready to wrap up soon, but what would you say would be some of the best advice you've received, whether that be through your career or just in your life in general?
Look, I just believe you've got to work hard for whatever you want in life. That was my father's advice many years ago. I've seen the same with the real estate company that I worked with previously. That licensee didn't have to sell, but it's something, if you've got a passion for it, if you've got passion for something, you'll do it. You'll do it, you know, it doesn't matter what age.
So true.
Yeah, you know, you just find that, to me, I love what I do and that's what keeps me going.
Yep, exactly. That's so true. And it's funny the limitations you see people put on themselves, especially like I see it a lot with my career counselling, you know, where age seems to stop a lot of people, but that's their own mental barrier or rental roadblock they create for themselves.
Yeah.
And in reality, there's nothing to stop you. If you know, if you've got the drive and the force, the driving force behind you and the passion and love for what you do every day, then, you know, that's going to keep you motivated.
Exactly. And it's re-educating yourself. I found with real estate, doing the property management training to get my property manager's license. From the property manager's license, I got my sales license. From the sales license, I got my triennial, which is, you know, the working and studying and doing 20 units in real estate to get your own license. You know, it's a commitment.
Definitely.
And it doesn't matter what age, you know, you think, okay, I'm middle age or maybe I'm too old to change and too old to go into a new career. I don't believe that. No, I don't believe
neither.
That.
Me neither.
We never stop learning. If you stop learning, then, you know, to me it's you might as well retire.
Yeah, so true. You stop living. Yeah, you stop living, yeah, you stop learning. Yeah.
You know, your whole life, your whole being is getting out there and doing the best that you can and meeting people and education. You know,
that's
the education
right.
part of it is lifelong. Even so, if you're not, you know, if you're not studying per se, it's still you're out there, you're experiencing life, you do things, you meet people, all those encounters, everything is some form of insight into something new, different that other people know, experience that are not the same as yours.
Yeah.
That's basically my idea. You know, it's just constantly, it's constantly improving yourself, doing better. And if you haven't done something to your best ability, then you keep going until you get it.
That's so true. Yadi, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure and honor talking to you. I've loved the incredible advice you've shared and giving us some real insight into especially the WA market and for people looking to progress or start a career in real estate. So thank you for your time.
You're very, very welcome. And thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you as well, Paul.
So Yadi, just to finish up, where would be the best place, say if somebody wants to look at, you know, getting more streamlined process in real estate, if they're a bit overwhelmed with, you know, being buying or selling and they really need someone like an expert like yourself, where would be the best place to reach out to you?
Okay, well, they can contact us on our landline. We've got 089-200-5860. We've also got our own website, www.nesters.com.au. And on the website, there is a contact us section. We have a Facebook page, Nesters Australia as well. So, yeah, www.nesters.com.au. And they can contact me direct. I can give you my mobile number if you like, 0407-910-499. I'm happy to have a chat and discuss anyone's needs in regard to anything in real estate.
That's perfect. And I highly recommend anyone looking to buy or sell their property really get in contact with Yadi and Nesters, because Yadi is really embracing the technology and really wanting to change the industry. And as you can see, she's such a people-centered person, you know, focused on you and your wants and your needs. So definitely get in contact with her.